That is not akhlaq. لَيْسَ الْوَاسِلُ بِالْمُكَافِي Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who reciprocates, does what is done to him, he is not the one who will get the reward of preserving ties. The one who is oppressed and still does good to his brother or his family member or his brother in society, he is the one who will be regarded as one who joined on the day of judgment. My respected brothers, I am digressing, but as we mentioned in the beginning, one of the contributing causes to the izzat, dignity and honor and strength of this ummah breaking down is the fact that our hearts are filled with hatred for one another. In the time of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, there were certain Sahaba that it comes in the riwayat, Yusawi Alfan. Few of them were considered to be so powerful and mighty on the battlefield that one Sahabi was regarded as equal to 1,000 of the enemies. Amr bin As, in the battle against Misr, the Coptic Christians, he wrote a letter to Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen. We are only 4,000, the enemy are many. Send reinforcements. Umar sent another 4,000. And he said, with this 4,000, he wrote, I am sending four people. Two Muhajir, two Ansar. Zubair bin Awam, Miqdad bin Aswad. Zubair, Maslama bin Mukhallad, and Zarar bin Aswad. Four Sahabi, he said, each one of these is equal to 1,000. You have 4,000, I'm sending 4,000, they are another 4,000. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَيْ يُغْلَبْ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ أَلْفًا مِنْ قِلَّةٍ No army of this ummah of 12,000 will ever be defeated because of a lack of numbers. It was well known among Sahaba. There were other Sahaba also. Fazl bin Abbas, Rafi bin Umayra At-Ta'i, Amr Tamimi, Tulayha bin Khuwaylid, and one such Sahabi who I'm referring to now, Muhammad bin Maslama radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. On one occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him. He was regarded as equal to 1,000. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Muhammad, strive in my way, but when you see that the hearts of my ummah have become broken, when you see the hearts of my ummah filled with aggression one for the other, then Muhammad, go to the mountain of Uhud and break your sword and sit in your home. And then when your own brother in Islam rises against you, put your neck front, do not protect yourself, and become like the son of Adam alayhi salam. Become like Habil. That zamana came as ibrat for this lesson till Qiyamah. That zamana and period came when that sword, which was equal to 1,000, was broken. The strength and dignity and honor of this ummah lies in its preserving its unity. My respected brothers, I will terminate with just one or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This has never been an ummah that has demanded its rights, especially when it comes to its family members. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ الْخَلَائِقِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ نَادَى مُنَادٍ أَيْنَ أَهْلُ الْفَضْلِ When Allah gathers the people on the day of judgment, before the hisab can start, the angel will announce, أَيْنَ أَهْلُ الْفَضْلِ Where are the people of fadl? فَيَقُومُ نَاسٌ وَهُمْ يَسِيرٌ فَيَنْتَلِقُونَ السِّرَاعًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ One small group will get up. They will start going towards Jannat. فَتَدَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Other Malaika will meet them, will ask them, أَيْنَ تُرِيدُونَ Where are you going? They will say, نُرِيدُ الْجَنَّةِ We are going to Jannat. Malaika with surprise will say, أَقَبْلَ الْحِسَابِ No reckoning for you. No hisab kitab for you. They will say, there is no hisab kitab for us. Why? Why? Why were you given this distinction? They will say, Nahnu Ahlul Fadl. We were the people of Fadl. They will say, what was your Fadl? Ma Fadlukum. What did you do to achieve this honor? They will say, Kunna Ida Dhulimna Sabarna. Wa Ida Usiya Ilayna Hamalna. When our brothers in Islam oppressed us, we made sabr. When we were done wrong, we forbear it. We did not strike back. We did not seek retribution. We were not the cause of hearts breaking. The malaika will say to them, "Udkhulu al-jannah, fa ni'ma ajrul amilin." Enter into Jannat. You have done a great thing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man taraka al-mira wa huwa muhiqqun." That ummati of mine who will walk away from a dispute. My respected brothers, before I translate that hadith, cry tears of blood today when we see one brother besmirching the name of another brother in society. When we see pamphlets coming out, each one striking at the next one. Make tawbah, cry before Allah, never ever become a source of discord. It was the night of Arafat, the night of Arafat. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting with Sahaba, he addresses them, if there is any one of you who has broken family ties, leave my gathering. One youngster gets up, he goes somewhere, he comes back. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks him, where did you go? He said, Ya Rasulullah, there was discord between me and my aunt. I went and patched up with her. Then I came back. He said, Allah wa inna rahmata la tanzilu ala qawmin fihim qati'u rahim. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, listen my ummat. The gathering may contain Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. It may be the night of Arafat also. But Allah's rahmat will never descend on a gathering in which there is someone who has broken off with his family members. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever they would make collective dua, they would make an announcement. If there is anyone here who has broken family ties, leave this gathering. Allah will not accept my dua because of you. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that ummati of mine who will walk away from a dispute, will not demand his haq, even though he is on haq, then on the day of judgment, come to me, I will give him a home in Jannatul Firdaus. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am his guarantee. Get a home in Jannatul Firdaus if you will become a source of preserving muhabbat and unity amongst your family members and amongst society. My respected brothers, this requires a very high level of iman. That is why again and again that call is being made to us. Link the ummah to the masjid. Bring the halqa of ta'aleem alive. Bring the incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive. In our masajids, in our homes also. Unite the ummah on the collective fikr and concern of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and walk away from these disputes. Walk away from this hatred. Walk away from this enmity. Never ever become a source of discord breaking up amongst us. If there is a fire, don't pour oil on it, pour water on it. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.